John S. Doyle is back with his second look at this morning's papers.
Now I can say I'm one of the best ever. That quote from the swimmer Daniel Wiffen after he won a gold medal at the Olympics in Paris yesterday in the 800 metres freestyle, breaking the Olympic record, is on the front page of the Irish Times. This is a man who keeps living up to his own billing, write Sinead Kissan and Sean McGoldrick in the Irish Independent. As Ian O'Riordan puts it in the Irish Times, he produced a brave, magnificently timed chase of glory over 16 lengths. Winning Wiffen, says the headline on the Irish Examiner's front page photograph of the champion kissing his medal. Danny Boy, he's called in the Belfast Telegraph, which gives over its whole front page to the man from Magheralin, who, as the paper puts it, ended Northern Ireland's 52-year wait for an individual Olympic gold medal. The whiff of success, says the headline on the Irish News, where his medal is described as the first gold for the North at a Summer Olympics in 36 years. The Times takes an all-Ireland approach to statistics, reporting that in the 100 years since Ireland first competed in the Olympics, Wiffen is only the 10th Irish person to win a gold medal. The grim news of the helicopter crash at a farm in Killucan, County Westmeath, in which two men died, is the main other story on the front pages. The Irish Daily Mail takes its graphic headline from how a local man described what he saw and heard. The engine went, and that's when we heard the bang. Horror is the word in the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun headlines. The announcement of the long list for the Booker Literary Prize gets much attention, though there is a sense of disappointment in the Independent and Times that Colin Barrett is the only Irish writer on the list of 13 for his debut novel Wild Houses. The Times leads on its front page with a report that the extension of Dart rail services to 600,000 people, trebling the current network, is finally moving forward with the grant of permission to bring the Dart to Maynooth, County Kildare. Finally being the right word, as Olivia Kelly writes that the Maynooth Dart was first announced almost 20 years ago. The railway is an idea whose time has come, to judge from a separate article in the Times and another in the Independent. Cormac McQuinn reports in the Times that the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, to be published today, as you may have heard in the bulletin, will include in its recommendations faster and more frequent trains, new services in the northwest, and the electrification of the intercity network. In a column in the Times, Michael McDougall looks ahead to the US presidential election in November. The very future of the United States is now at stake as never before, he writes. And bound up in that is the viability of the world's liberal democracies in the face of totalitarianism in one form or another. The Examiner reports on how the Republican candidate Donald Trump sought to clarify comments he made last week at a conservative event in which he told an audience of Christians that they won't have to vote anymore after he is elected. The comments drew alarm from Democrats and others, the paper says, who noted Mr. Trump's pattern of using authoritarian language, his earlier comments that he would only be a dictator on day one if he is re-elected, and his behaviour after losing the 2020 election, in which he refused to accept the results and sought to overturn them. In Ireland, we do things differently, to judge from an article in The Independent by Tabitha Monaghan. Mayo TD Michael Ring is the latest Doyle veteran to call time on politics, she says. Richard Bruton, also Fine Gael, is another. He told her that career politicians like himself are becoming increasingly scarce. For some, he said, they'll do some years in politics and then they see other options and want to do other things. And I think that will remain.
John S. Doyle.